We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Down to 34 degrees here in lower Manhattan. Becoming cloudy overnight. Winds should die down with lows near freezing. Tomorrow, maybe a late day snow or rain shower and a high near 40.
Newark is suing Mayor de Blasio over a controversial program that sends New York City's homeless families to live in often uninhabitable homes in New Jersey. Here's WCBS reporter Rich Lamb.
Coalition for the Homeless Policy Director Giselle Routhier says of the program to send homeless families to Newark,
this is a symptom of the underlying problem of the affordability crisis in New York City, and New York City not providing enough affordable housing for homeless New Yorkers.
The result, she says, in trying to get families out of shelter,
now the city is increasingly relying on this really flawed program that gives people one year's rent paid up front, and they can move anywhere they'd like. But a lot of times it's not giving people the stability that they need.
Not to mention, in some cases, housing with rundown conditions, including no heat or hot water, and possible pest infestations. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
Emotions were running high in a Nassau County courtroom today as two people were sentenced for causing the deaths of a young couple who were about to be married.
There's no word to describe the ache and the pain about losing a child.
Says the mother of one of the victims as she left the Nassau County Courthouse. It was in April 2018 that prosecutors say 21-year-old Israel Levin and his fiancée, 20-year-old Elisheva Kaplan, were coming home from a Passover celebration when their vehicle was hit by a speeding BMW. The young couple died instantly. In court, the driver of the BMW, Ramel Watkins, was sentenced to 18 years to life in prison for driving recklessly and speeding. Some family members of the victims were not happy with that sentence.
We appealed to the judge for 25 years to life. That's the sentence he could have given to this career criminal. He chose instead to only give 18, compassion to the criminal. Why was it not 25 years.
A co-defendant who was also speeding in a separate vehicle and was under the influence of alcohol received 3 to 9 years in prison. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
New York's new bail reform law will force Harvey Weinstein back into court on Friday, a month before his sexual assault trial is set to start. Weinstein is free on $1 million bail after pleading not guilty to raping a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and performing a forcible sex act on a different woman in 2006. The new law that takes effect January 1st eliminates bail for nonviolent felonies. Weinstein's charges still qualify for bail.
In Brooklyn, 900 customers are still without power after a series of manhole fires overnight. Marla Diamond with more from Crown Heights.
It was a sleepless night for residents on Dean Street in Crown Heights. The fire department responding to several manhole explosions and fires. One lit a car on fire. Con Ed crews are now working underground at Utica Avenue and Crown Street to restore power and heat. Melora Williams and her 4-year-old twin grandsons huddled together last night.
Very cold. We had some warm blankets.
Yeah.
So I'll try to keep them warm.
Still waiting for the heat to come back?
Well, we don't have any heat there now. No heat.
Around 7 a.m., Con Ed reported 583 outages in Brooklyn, saying the power may not be restored until late tonight. In Crown Heights, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
In New Jersey, thousands of customers are still in the dark after yesterday's snow and ice storm. Most of them are in the northern part of the state.
Now with the WCBS Exergen weather forecast, live to the Weather Center and Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Well, last night's storm is still up there over Maine producing snow now, but we're under a clear sky at this hour. However, there will be some clouds moving in later tonight. Still, though, we're down to 34 in the city and will drop to near or just under freezing, 20s in the suburbs. The big problem right now, still have that northwest wind. It's gusting over 30 miles per hour, so wind chills are well down in the 20s. And tomorrow will be a rather chilly day, too, still below average. Only a chance of a snow or rain shower here and there, highs up around 40. Clearing tomorrow night, 30 to 35 with 20s in the suburbs, then mostly sunny on Thursday, and a high between 40 and 45. Right now, the city temperature is 34, as I said, humidity 64%, northwest wind 22 to 29 miles per hour. Tonight's low near freezing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.